into uprightness. For you shall be in league with the stones of the field, and the wild animals shall be at peace with you. Job 5:22. The hand emerges from the pocket on its own, its splodge of low brown hills, a keloid map of how I'd failed to heal. Gnarled tidal wind, a leaf storm hassles the air, argumentative clouds. This hand is strange to me. I'd stretched it out as makeshift landing gear, like one reaching out for help or to bless, and badged it instead with dirt and blood, red archipelago from base of thumb to wrist. The dog had stopped and looked at me with his mangy face and slowly turned away. I left a part of myself there. The road rehearsed itself in me. They can smell your fear, you know. Yes, I'd thought of that. This gift of theirs was what I feared. Dull humanity unmoored from the strangeness of a dog. Cousin, I'll go chasing trees, wade ankle deep in the soft coin they mint. Spend hours tailing memory, a dog on scent. A child in the creek, a full human being, trampling prodigal bounty, hand-sized leaves, burlap, silk, damask, weeping off the branch like sails, blush-hued, wine-hued, gold, healing scars that protect the stones, eyelids for their perfect eyes. Let us agree to pray for each other, that the tidal wind settle us into a rightness, and recreate from these faults and fears fitter selves as lean years follow fat.